Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Mara. Welcome to You Are Okay, and thank you for joining me for this appointment with God. This time when we're together, we will bond our minds, breaths, and our hands to create an energy circle. Where together, we will spend about 1.5 hour with God. The first thing I'd like you to do is to sit comfortably in a position and begin to breathe, taking in long breaths. Don't hold your breath. You can increase it with sips. But take in a long breath, breathing through the soles of your feet. As we listen to the words of this song and reconnect ourselves to our divine purpose. Feel the length of the moment here. Feel an entire moment of silence. Breathing in, so you have a nose in the soles of your feet. Pulling the breath up your abs, up your thighs, coming together at the base of your spine and aligning up your divine, your antenna to God. Chakra. Collecting the negative energy and blowing it out back into the earth from whence it came, replacing it with fresh, clear air. And now, a moment of silence. You actually had slightly over a minute, closer maybe to a minute and a half, of complete silence. It's always amazing to me how long a minute is, and I say that so often on this show, because I think we fail to recognize how much we can do or cannot do in a moment. We tend to, or 1 minute, we tend to block our times into televised segments. And we allow our mind to move into disconnect, to inactivity. And I do the same thing. I am as responsible, and I hate the word guilty because there's no guilt in this, except as it affects our lives, that we deny ourselves time to meditate. Because we, quote, do not have enough time. My friends, if you can take 3 deep breaths and allow those 3 deep breaths to span 1 minute, you will have brought to yourself an immense period of peace. So there's no need to meditate for hours on end. If you don't have the time, all you need is 1 minute, and 3 minutes will bring you to a place of peace and connection with God. And that's what we do on Friday mornings, is we spend some time, half an hour, going through simple breathing exercises to bring ourselves peace. And we use the book that I scribed for God, Uniquely Created, Divinely Inspired You, as our message center, as our mantra to get us started. But what's important is, no matter what words you put in your mind, that you take a little bit of time. Here is a very simple meditation exercise called Meditation Find Yourself, 2 minutes, 32 seconds. Before we start this, I want to kind of give you an idea of what I'd like to see you do, because I'm not going to talk for 2 minutes and 32 seconds. What I want you to do is continue the process we began a moment ago of taking in a deep breath, breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. As you pull your breath in, believe, pull in clean, fresh, clear air, and feel it going through your body. Feel the beauty of that air going through as you're moving through your chakras, and you're aligning up your spine. You're pulling in fresh, clear air to the base chakra, the zone of fear, so that air is fearless air. Fearless, clear, letting go of your fears. You're coming through the sacral chakra, the zone of creativity, and you're opening up and allowing your breath to be creative. So we move with fearless, creative breath through the solar plexus, the zone of healing. We all need to spend some time healing ourselves, realizing that we are enough just as we are. Going to come up with that clear, fresh breath into the heart, the zone of love, and throw back your shoulders and allow loving thoughts to go out. And my friends, love yourself. Allow yourself to love yourself. You'll come next to the zone of forgiving. We cause so much pain in the world with our words, your voice box, your voice chakra. The words that we're going to say and the words we've said. In addition, we are so affected by the words others say. So forgive yourself for that time, for those words, and aim through the next chakra, the zone of manifestation, to be a voice of love, to say kind things, to say loving things. That doesn't mean you have to give up on society. It doesn't mean you have to give up on change. It doesn't mean you have to give up on being an agent of change. It's saying that we can rethink the words we are using so that when they come forth from our mouth, they are intelligent, they are concise, and they accomplish defined goals. It means thinking before you speak. And then we come to the crown chakra, and there I want you to feel like your head is opening up as you're bringing this energized air through your body and allow it to go out and merge with God, with love. And then take your divinely inspired breath now and blow, 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 and blow all of the negative energy out, leaving your body sitting in the midst of fresh, clear, clean, fearless, creative, healing, loving, forgiving, manifesting divinely inspired air. And we're going to do that for 2 minutes and 32 seconds. And as you breathe in, I want you to breathe in, I am enough. And as you breathe out, I want you to breathe out, I am loved. And as you breathe in, I want you to reach out your dominant hand and take the hand of love and sit breathing in love with love for this 2 minutes and 32 seconds. And I'm going to do it right there. 2 minutes and 32 seconds.
What is love?
Breathing out, I'd like you to reach out your second hand and take the hand of your fellow listeners, God, so that we form a circle of love. Human love, human God, human Allah, human Jesus, human Divine One, human Great Spirit, human Yahweh. Breathing together as one unit. Let us unite our thoughts together as we meditate this morning, knowing that fear hides the light. You are never alone, my friends. You are never forgotten. You are of the Divine One's body. Trust in the Divine One and trust that you are loved. At its core, it seems to me part, perhaps most, if not all, of the fear that we have as human beings arises from our disconnect with being loved by God, by love. It causes us to feel we are not enough. We spend time and energy trying to be enough, trying to meet some perfect standard, some perfect set of rules, some perfect concept of what it takes in order for God to love us unconditionally. And because most of us aren't perfect, in fact, none of us are perfect all of the time, and fewest of us are perfect most of the time, because we are human beings making flawed decisions, speaking with flawed words, at times being self-centered and at other times being other-centered. We're imperfect creatures. And so we become afraid that we are not enough. And at its core, that gives rise to all of the malaise and all of the striving and gripping and grabbing onto things to prove we are enough and, in essence, better than others. And as we're constantly measuring ourselves against a standard to be enough, we end up becoming compulsed and acting with fear. And generally, that fear is called judgment. Fear blocks the light. It hides the light. My friends, judgment hides the light. Judgment of yourself and judgment of others prevents us from seeing an opportunity to reach out our hand, united with love, with God, and act in love and caring toward our friends, toward our neighbors, and toward our enemies. For those of you who are Christ-based, you should remember that Jesus reminded his followers that it's easy to love the people you love, but we should love our enemies. Love our enemies. That is a huge, huge, huge challenge. Because if we love our enemies, then who do we feel better than? And what we're going to strive this morning is to have the last remaining moments be moments when we're content in feeling enough in ourselves that we can truly forgive those who have harmed us. We can forgive those who don't look the way we think they should look. Perhaps not even forgive. Forgive implies that something has taken away from us. And the only thing that goes away from us is something we give. So we are going to release judgment of others. We're going to release a sense that they require forgiveness. We are going to accept everything and everyone as who they are right now, including ourselves. We would not be who we are in this moment had we not lived all of the things we've lived in the past, the highs and the lows. And we get to define ourselves now and in the next moment in love. So let us spend the next few moments loving our enemies. And we're going to go through an exercise where you're sitting here fully protected, not exposed, surrounded by friends and surrounded by God on both sides, holding hands with God. And we're going to love our enemies. And we're going to bring before us into our mind's eye in this energy zone we are in. And I'm going to have you envision that energy zone. And we're going to listen to Pathless Journey by Daniel Kobayaka as we're sitting in an energy zone. And I want you to put your mind as you're breathing in clean, clear breath. And you're sitting with each of your hands held by love, by God. Breathing in, imagine the circle as it ultimately will be, with the energy of every listener for all time, reverberating as though there is a bright circle residue from their presence in this circle. And so we sit here with our hands in the hands of God, and the residue energy forming a beautiful, translucent, and crystalline, shimmering circle that grows on and on, growing and growing and growing, as together we join our energy to love our enemies. Let's breathe in love. I am love. And now, in this protective circle of love, I want you to imagine coming before you the people about whom you speak poorly. Let's just start with today and allow those people to begin to form a line. Don't judge yourself on how long that line is, because the people, the enemies, have come into that line over the course of your life. It's been modeled for you. And now you're going to forgive them. And what better way to show forgiveness than to say, I love you. So imagine the person who was in your mind yesterday. And say to yourself and to that person, as they walk forward and they look at you and you reach out and you invite them to join our circle of love, you let go of judgment, you accept them, and you say, I love you. And open the circle. And now allow the next person to come forward. Invite them to join the circle. Visualize them joining as you say, I love you. See the circle of love expand as we invite our enemies in, and see it expanding as they reach out their right hand and take the hand of God as they know God. And they reach out to take with their left hand your God. And the circle is growing. And as it grows, the shimmering, translucent energy of love growing around us, expanding. And I'm going to leave you now here for a minute of silence as you invite your enemies to join our circle of love. And as the circle grows, feel the electricity in your hands, the electricity of holding hands with love and being surrounded by love as people your enemies join the circle. And we begin seeing friends. We redefine how we see people. And the circle is growing. And it will continue to grow as people listen to this program. And it will continue to grow, as we said here today, each one of us loving our enemies. Your line is slowly coming over the hill toward you. You're seeing people there that you forgot that you had not loved, that you had seen as enemies. They've matured now into adults. Some are coming in spirit only. But as they come, this process of allowing them into your life, of accepting them as who they are, as accepting the lessons they brought to you, to help you to be who you are right now in this circle of love. Realizing that all of us are players in the game of life together. And each one of us provides others the opportunity to be more, to reach out in love. Breathing in with your nose. Love. Breathing out with your mouth. I am enough. I am enough not to judge others. I am enough to be an agent of love. I am enough to sit in a circle with God, holding both of my hands, just as I am. I don't have to do anything more. I am enough. Your line is shrinking. You're coming to the last person in line. You have accepted your enemies in love. You've invited them to join the circle of love. And one by one, they have. The circle of love has grown in strength, in purpose, direction, as we jointly share our energy in it versus knowing that all are enough just as they are. God loves you. May you live a divinely inspired day today, remembering to hold on to the hand of love, and to enjoy the peace of accepting life as it is. May peace be with each and every one of you as you begin to come out today of this meditative pose, allowing the energy of love to cling with you as you go forward. Peace be with you. We will see you on Sunday. Until then, remember, you are uniquely created, divinely inspired. Namaste to you.